Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode. Respect is earned. Have you heard that? I wanted to tell you today that this is not 100% true. More than respect being earned, especially as a business owner, as a manager, you may be in an environment where you feel that others are not respecting you. And you, in the back of your mind, you hear this sentence or your staff may tell you that respect is earned. And I'm not saying it's a false statement, but I'm going to tell you about this scenario and the story that I had a manager of ours. You know, she used to be part of our company for a long time before, like 3-4 years. Then she quit due to health issues and she stepped away and she came back after a year and a half. In our ecosystem, people, you know, we have so many new people in the company, new managers. We expanded, have multiple locations. And when she came back, it seems like she didn't know any of those individuals. And those individuals certainly did not know her. So she came back to the job that she used to do before, that she was assigned to do by my husband and I. And when she was going to these managers, asking them for those things, she felt as though they don't respect her. They don't necessarily get back to her. They don't respect her. And so I'm gonna go over that a little bit with you today. And beating yourself up, thinking that something is wrong with you if your staff doesn't respect you. So the first question is that the case? Is there something that you are at fault? Do you not lead by example? Are you cutting corners? Are you actually not working with excellence and diligence? Are you not respectful of a human being? Are you not honorable? Do you have integrity? Because if you have those things, if you have been honoring people and you're respectful and you've got the work ethic that nobody can put a finger on, that you are actually cutting corners and you're lazy and all of that, you may still not be respected, and you need to know that self-respect is more important than earned respect. Because if you just seek the respect of other people and ignoring the fact that you first need to self-respect, you first need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You got to check yourself. Is there something you can work on in your own work ethic, in your own leadership that is causing others not to respect you? And if that's not the case, and you're like, you know what, there are a few weaknesses I certainly do have. I'm a human on planet Earth. But for the most part, this is a little uncalled for. I am here to serve. My intentions are clear. My intentions are good. And I want well from this team. I want well for the company. And I certainly want well for the customer. And your team still doesn't respect you. I wanted to tell you to continue to have respect for yourself and to keep going. Stay honorable. Keep poised. Some people are not respectful human beings. You can't change those individuals. So yes, respect is earned, but sometimes it's not earned. So have the self-respect for yourself. Another tip I have for you is if you feel that your team does not respect you, I wanted to ask you this. A lot of times we are so focused on right and wrong. And I love that. I love that game. Right, wrong, black, white, make it plain, make it clear. Life's too short. Get to it. Get after it. Get it done. Correct? I mean, that's why we're business owners, because that's how life is on our side of town. It is black and white. It's right or wrong. However, human beings are not right or wrong. So it's not a lot about what you say. It's how you say it. Oh my goodness. And of course, this is a psychology class. It is human class. I wish we could change humans. You can't. I can't change humans. This is a lost battle. Same as like, you know, how many mosquitoes can I kill before mosquitoes go, you know, extinct? That is a losing battle. Same as you thinking you were going to change humans. It won't be. It's a lot about how you say things, not what you say. A lot of times I talk to business owners. Yes, you are right. You are right, sir. You're paying them to do something. They got to go and they got to do what you ask them to do. Yes. Right, wrong. Absolutely. But that approach is not going to motivate the team to do what you want them to do. You need to observe how you say things. Ultimately, your objective must be things to get done, no matter how we got there, correct? So you need to maybe sugarcoat what you say, lead with gratitude, my goodness, I'm so grateful that you're here. You're pretty awesome. Thank you for going above and beyond. Make a huge deal about your people. And because it is, you will never be successful alone or with two people. You will have a very, very small operations. If you want to have a big company, you want to scale, you want to have multiple locations and hopefully have freedom, you need people. It's going to take a huge village to be successful. So you really need to be careful how you communicate what you communicate. So I'm not asking you to change what you communicate. You know right and wrong of what's needed to be done in your operations. I'm asking you, if you are not receiving the respect that you well deserve, that you believe, could it be because of the way you communicate? How can you improve the way you communicate? Next time, when you talk to a team member and you instruct them to do something, how can you change it up a bit? You know what? I want them to do this. Usually my usual self, I talk to them this way. I'll ask them to do things this way. Let me ask this way and see what happens. You know, you get these random texts from people asking you questions about different things. Usually your way of handling it is this, this, this. You know what? Let me handle it this way. Let's see what happens. You have to test different things to see what sticks because your people are different than my people. And within our people, each person is different. Isn't that the beauty of human beings? We're all different. So you got to test different things. So it may not be about what you say, but how you say it. Last tip I have for you is one of our job as leaders is to give perspective to our team, to people we work with. Our people are on the ground. They're making this batch of dough. They're washing dishes. They're handling this customer. Everything is right here in front of them. They do not have this big perspective overall of the company, especially if the owner, hopefully you have a year vision, your 3-year vision, 5-year vision that you have for your company. They don't see those things. It's you and I's job to give them perspective as to who they want to be, what kind of a leader they want to be in this company. And if their behavior is aligned with where they want to go, perspective is something you and I give, communicating why things need to be done in a certain way because they don't understand why you say what you say. And I'm not saying to get into this game where you have to justify everything because they will not understand everything about everything because they're not the owner. They do not have to carry the burden and the stress that goes with this job title of being the owner and being in charge of paying for everything. But are you communicating with your team, giving insight, helping them see what you see, helping them understand why things matter and what's the meaning behind what they do? Because they think it's what you're asking them to do because they don't see why it is they don't do those things and you translate it as disrespect, it could very well be the fact that they don't know why you're asking them to do what they need to do. So it's our job to give meaning to the meaningless. Working in a restaurant can seem very meaningless. Washing dishes, being in the dish pit for like 5 hours, it's about building their character and diligence. It's hard work. It seems meaningless. It's our job to give the meaning, to communicate why we do what we do and what it is that they're working on. Where are they going? Why we do what we do in the company. So I certainly believe if you were to focus a little bit of your time in giving your team more perspective, they're more likely to respect you. They can see what you see. They won't on their own. It's our job to show them, to demonstrate, to process different things, that issues that you and I deal with on a daily basis, for them to see what we see and have a kind of a wider perspective. So they start making decisions like you would. And again, of course, they will have more respect for you because they understand all the different things that you're thinking about, that you're in charge of, and the burden you carry instead of what's right in front of them. All right, friend, I hope these were helpful. If you are finding that you're not well respected within your management team, it's your choice to keep those individuals in your team or not. I don't tolerate disrespect. It's my parents' fault. They raised me up that way. And I, same attitude I have with my children. I will not tolerate disrespect. That is not who we are in this company. And our family, of course, rolling the eyes and talking back. This is not how we roll. And as soon as it happens, I cut it right there. And I remind people who we are and who we aren't. But you're always going to have those individuals that may or may not disrespect you. And you may feel that respect is earned. And at some point it is. And at some point you need to make sure you have self-respect more than seeking the approval of other people. And this is a hot topic. So I would love to hear your thoughts, a little philosophical, but was it philosophical? You know, do we not deal with this on a daily basis? We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're tuning in on the YouTube, be sure to comment on the video. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this and your approach and your attitude when it comes to leading your team. And if you're on the podcast department, be sure to leave us a review. It would mean the world to me if you would please make the time to do that. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.